Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I went watching God's News Behind the News. I don't know if you saw this, guys, but this is something that has just surfaced. I'll tell you, it's amazing how sometimes you know people think that they can get away with certain things. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen. You know, it's right. Like, oh, that happened so long ago. Mm-hmm. You know, man may sweep things under the rugs, but you know, God doesn't sweep anything.
That's
under
right.
The rugs.
He's a just God.
He is a just God. And recently in Spain, I don't know if you're aware of this, they just found out that all of these babies were being sold when they were being born.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, a whole lot of them, you know, right. I don't have a final number on you yet, but a whole lot of them, and they were being sold, and they're finding out later, wait a second, you know, my mom, you know, this is not my natural parents. This is, mm-hmm. you know, what happened. And so you're seeing something that happened that was very evil. At the time, the government was involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
It took a network of nurses, doctors, allegedly nuns and priests were involved in this in Spain.
Oh, wow.
And you look at the economic conditions that Spain is facing today. You know, its righteousness is exalted nation. God's just. I mean, they're right behind Greece in this proverbial domino, this economic collapse mm-hmm. that's coming, you know, right now. If you look at Greece crooked, I mean, if you breathe a little bit, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
That's where we're at. If you just blink in that direction, that domino is set to fall, and that domino begins a trigger, and Spain is like the next one in line.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at what's happening here. I want you to hear this segment. I want you to just hear this. This is a report at CBN, and I want you to just talk. We want to talk about this. It's so important because God is just.
Well, you've heard in the news about the problems of the economy of Spain. They've got unemployment over there of something like 25%, and we understand among young people, the teenage population, unemployment is as high as 50%. The Spanish economy is reeling. So you don't hear about what we're going to tell you about, though. This is an incredible revelation. In Spain, more and more adults are making a shocking discovery. They're not who they thought they were. They were stolen from their real parents when they were infants and sold on the black market. It's a staggering scandal that has Spain turned or dubbed a supermarket for babies. Could you believe that? Dale Hurd has this story.
At a cemetery in Barcelona, trucks arrive for a court-ordered exhumation. All across Spain, officials are opening the coffins of dead newborn babies to see if there are any babies inside, because the Spanish have discovered that many of the coffins are empty. Spain is reeling from one of the worst crimes since World War II. It's known simply as the stolen babies. The sheer scale of it is staggering.
It is a story horrifying in its magnitude. Hundreds of thousands of Spanish babies taken from their mothers at birth and sold on the black market.
Beginning during the Franco dictatorship in 1939 and continuing until the 1990s, newborns were stolen from hospitals and trafficked by a secret network of doctors, nurses, priests, and nuns. It began as a way to take children from families considered politically dangerous to the fascist Franco regime, to re-educate them. In many cases, the attending nurse would take the newborn from the mother to have it examined or cleaned, and would return with a dead baby that was kept in a freezer at the hospital as proof that the child had died. Then a coffin would be buried that contained only rocks or perhaps a severed limb from another patient. What began as a system of political control gradually turned into a giant money-making operation, and it never came to light until a man named Juan Luis Moreno sat by his father's deathbed and was told that both he and his childhood friend Antonio Barroso were purchased from.
So what you're listening to here, I mean, this is a supermarket for stolen babies. Stolen babies, Pat. You know, and this has been going mm-hmm. on for years, and started out as a political, you know, thing here to try to capture people, if you mm-hmm. will, you know, to try to save these kids and try to re-educate them. It's like, what in the world is going on here?
Right.
And you think about this plot, and you think about evilness. I mean, how evil can that be? Where you take something that's so precious like life,
right?
And you begin to take that away. It's like, I mean, we talked about the shedding of innocent blood. We talked about the shedding of innocent blood, but this is stealing a life. And it's like, what is it about the enemy, about trying to steal a life?
Right.
I want you to listen to this, because this is tragic. And we're talking, I think that a lot of us are naive. You know, I'm not naive, but I think many are naive of how evil can truly be. And I'm telling you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. You know, Ephesians talks about and says in the Word of God. And we need to be aware of what's out there. We just can't just walk around as a Christian not knowingly that there's spiritual wickedness in high places.
All right.
I want you to listen to more of this.
From a nun.
It was horrible. First to know that my father was dying, but then to learn that he wasn't my real father and that my best childhood friend was stolen just like I was.
When I was a boy, other boys at school said that my mother wasn't my real mother. I asked her and she said, "Of course you're my son." But when I did a DNA test with my mother, the probability of maternity was 0%.
Antonio started ANADIR, an association fighting for justice for the victims of this scandal.
I realized I needed to establish an association to see if the courts would pay attention, because they were ignoring us.
And as their story spread through the media, more and more Spanish women who believe their babies were stolen have started to come forward.
I am Praxi Maxia. I'm looking for my daughter born in 1982. Like the others, I saw her at birth, and I didn't see her again. They told me she had died.
I am looking for my brother, who was born in July 1971.
I believe that Spain was a supermarket for babies, for Spaniards themselves and for the rest of the world.
The Spanish have started to examine death certificates and adoption papers and have found that many have been falsified, and not very creatively. This adoption paper says the child's biological parents were Mary and Joseph. The use of Mary and Joseph was common.
The crimes were committed for money. There was no criminal organizations with a mafia boss in charge. Every hospital had its own business.
We sat down with some of the victims, women looking for their parents, a brother or a sister, or their children. All feel the government is dragging its feet.
Sometimes we feel as if they are playing with us. We want real justice and brave judges. We want the government to support us, because they have the strength.
It's a black hole. We need to know where our sisters, brothers, and in the case of the mothers, where their babies, that nowadays they are not babies, they are adults.
Enrique Vila is a lawyer and author of a best-selling book about the stolen babies.
So what you're saying, I mean, this is tragic. All these people are surfacing. It's amazing what God will bring to light. And they're realizing that these babies were actually stolen. It first became this political thing. Right. And then all of a sudden now it became profitable. It's amazing what people will do for greed.
For money.
But this is the extent of evil. This is the thing we got to know about, how evil really is. When you think about it, this is a hospital with professional doctors, if you will, nurses, allegedly priests and nuns. I mean, this was a network that would literally went to the extent of taking this baby. I mean, who doesn't I've seen the toughest man, the biggest burly guy, melt in the presence of a newborn baby. You know what I mean? There's a compassion, a softness, a tenderness that I believe God just gives us for young babies and children, and the preciousness and the delicate of life. And there's not too many things that I know of that brings such compassion and tenderness out of human beings. And I believe that's all given by God. And yet, in the face of that, evil, it just doesn't affect them at all. And so here they are stealing these babies, and to the extent this plot is going to, yet they're saying they're dead, they're making a coffin, they're putting either deceased limbs, they're bringing out a dead baby to the mother.
Right.
And they're willing to see someone just go through this horrific, can you imagine carrying a baby 9 months? They're willing to see this horrific, pain and struggle and torment.
Right.
so that they could profit out of gain.
That's horrible.
It's evil. I mean, that is evil. Not only are they ruining the lives of the mother and the father that carried, you know, that carried this baby for 9 months, but now they've totally changed the life. They're talking about the total insignificant or the regards of life, that you could just take a child and sell it like you would sell a car, you would sell a piece of gum, or you would sell, you know, a house. You just take it and just go. In fact, you know, I've seen people that treated their animals better than they treated humans.
Right.
And this should not be. But, you know, as I was thinking about this and just looking at how evil all of this, you know, Satan's just evil. He hates our guts. And when you think about what happened to the Jews.
Right.
You know, really, when you think about what happened in the Holocaust, when you think about the tragedy that occurred there. Why am I saying this? You know, because there, let me tell you something. The devil hates Jews and Christians.
That's right.
I mean, it's just, this is just that. So you, as a Christian, and if you're Jewish, but you can't underestimate the fact that radical Islam, there's forces out there that hate your guts.
That's right.
Because you're God, you know? And so you can't walk into this naive, but you think of the Holocaust, and I love, you know, with the Jewish people, they have perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, they say, we will never forget.
That's all right.
We will never forget. 6 million Jews killed. Mm. Now, I mean, history has told us that, you know, Hitler was the one who killed the Jews. And indeed, he undeniably, we know that Hitler was, you know, the head person here.
Right.
But did Hitler kill all of them by himself? I mean, it was his order. It directly came from him, which really came from Satan. But were there other people involved? And the Nazis were involved, right?
Yeah.
People had to carry this thing out.
Right.
But not only that, but the German citizens. There's a book that was written called Hitler's Beneficiaries. And it was written by a gentleman by the name of Goltz Alley, G-O-L-T-Z Alley. And he wrote this book called Hitler's Beneficiaries, and I just was able to read a sample, a small bit of it. But what I read was so powerful. Because you think about how did this get done? How did this happen? And he writes in his books that this book was conceived as an attempt at redressing the balance and redirecting public attention toward the potential advantages everyday Germans derived from the Nazi regime.
Mm-hmm.
And in so doing, it uncovered a missing link that was better able than previous historical arguments to explain the widespread and always temporary satisfaction most Germans felt with their government during the Third Reich, precisely because so many Germans did in fact benefit from Nazi Germany's campaigns of plunder and only marginal resistance arose. I mean, they were in on this.
Right.
They were in on this because they were able to receive all of these goods. And what he goes on to say is that when all the Jews' properties were being confiscated, all their money and their gold was just being stolen from them, one of the ways that Hitler was able to control them, the Germans, was to be able to give them stuff and things, just providing, you know, all of their needs.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, here's a brand new table. Here's an antique this. It's like, oh, here's a flat screen television. We didn't have flat screen at that time. But, you know, here are all these things. Here's all your fleshly desires. And by the way, those Jews are evil people.
Mm-hmm.
Those Christians are evil people.
Right.
How quick does it take a person that's just flesh driven and out for themselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says in the last days that the love of many will grow cold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's talking about those in the church. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a loveless world?
Mm.
I mean, think about this. This is how evil continues to go on, that they're willing to sell out of people for stuff. And they ignored them while Jews were being put in an oven.
Mm.
You can't underestimate, what a people will do. I often hear that people say, well, you know, the good citizens or our good people of this country and our good bound together. Let me tell you something. There's nobody good, right? Jesus said that God the Father is good. He goes on to say, later on in the book, says that the Nazis established a framework for directing and sharing, for Let me just repeat that again.
Mm-hmm.
The Nazi leadership established a framework for directly sharing the spoils of its military victories with the majority of Germans. They had this all organized. The profits derived from crippling economies of occupied and dependent countries, the exploitation of work performed by forced laborers, the confiscated property of murdered Jews, and the deliberate starvation of millions of people. I mean, this is horrible. And the benefits in turn made the recipients amenable to Nazi propaganda and gave them a vested interest in the Third Reich. Mm. So it's like, hey, you know, they turn the blind eye. As long as you're giving me what I want, as long as you're giving, you know, feeding my flesh,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they sold out. They sold out to the work of the devil. They sold out to murderous plots. They sold out to killing of people.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. We have to stay in a place where we're abiding with God. We got to stay a place to know that evil does exist. We have to know how to pray. We have to be able to stand together.
That's right.
And we got to be able to tell the truth. And we got to eradicate every force of evil that'll try to come against Jews, that'll try to come against Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They're serving God. It's like, come on, it's radical Islam. They hate your guts. It's an anti-Christ religion.
That's right.
Why? Because they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In fact, they get inflamed when you even the mere mention of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they're willing to take those out. I mean, we've seen it, you know, repeatedly.
Right.
And you, here you have, you know, the Iranian president saying the Holocaust never existed.
Right.
You have the Iranian president saying that Israel should be wiped off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so evil does exist. Somebody once said that all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing.
Do nothing, yeah.
I'm going to say that again. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Well, we know as Christians that none of us is good, right?
Right. I mean, none of us.
Have you had,
well, except for Chris.
Well, yeah, maybe Chris. Maybe Chris. He's silent. Look at that. He's like, yep.
He's agreement, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yep. Ah, very good. Okay. Ooh, Chris,
we all know he did smoke his Bible. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, I can't say nothing to that one.
How quickly we forget. But think about it. We know as Christians that none of us are good. But if there's any good in us, it's the goodness of Jesus Christ shining through us. So we know this. So maybe we should rephrase that statement. We should say, you know, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for Christians that know God to do nothing with the truth that they know.
Right.
I mean, think about it. We've been so blessed, especially in this country, in America, as believers. We have the opportunity. I mean, we don't just have one Bible. You can have up to 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 Bibles. You have them on digital devices. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Word of God is everywhere, and it's available to you. And it's time. It's time to be able to exercise the truth in God's word. It's time for us to rise up and say, you know what? We're going to stand together in a spiritual army. We're going to pray. We're going to love.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to love each other. And we're going to love the Jewish people. Isaiah 59:19 says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Think about it. It's not about the flow. When the enemy comes, God raises a standard. Who's that standard? That standard is me, you, and the body of Christ. If you're a believer, you're the standard that's being raised up to come against the forces of darkness.
That's right.
Listen, if you're willing to steal babies from them and they don't care, if they're willing and the enemy's willing to touch a person, to kill people and to steal their stuff, if they're willing to close their eyes
mm-hmm.
while people are being burned up, while they're seeing the smoke of burnt flesh, what do you think they're going to do to believers, those that love God and to Christians? Let me tell you something. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Listen, we're mighty in God. We're mighty in God. I want to encourage you to stand with other believers. I want to encourage you to abide and spend time with the Lord. I want to encourage you to stand with Israel and remember that God is victorious over anything the enemy could ever do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.